The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
We begin today's daf on Lamed Amud Rishon. We start the new Perek Rebbi Aishiv Wata Edut, and we start from the Mishnah. We begin Shvuata Edut. Okay, what is Shvuata Edut? That is a Shvuah that a person swears to his friend that he doesn't know testimony for him. Halakha says in the Torah, if you know testimony regarding somebody, you have to go testify. So this guy swears, I swear I don't know testimony. He really does. So the law is, first of all, this law applies to who? Shvuata Edut Nuhegit Ba'anashim Ve'lo Ba'anashim. So this does not apply to ladies. It's clear because ladies are not shayach to the subject of Edut. Ladies cannot be witnesses. She says, Dichtiv Dehu Ed Bera'uy Le'a'id Bibera Katuv Ve'isha Pesula Le'edut. A lady is Pesula for testimony. Can you hear me for Perkin? The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. It says the two men stand. That men is referring to witnesses. And therefore, ladies are not shayach to the subject. Furthermore, this law applies only when they're testifying against non-relatives. However, relatives, as we know, it's already Masechet Sanhedrin. A relative is pasul to testify. They have to be kasher and not pasul. For example, a gazlan. Somebody's a thief. He's pasul in a Torah. Tashet. Ed Hamas. So the people have to be kasher. Ve'ena noheget ela bereuyin le'a'id. Furthermore, they have to be those type of people. Besides being kosher, they have to be worthy to testify. The Gemara is going to say, who is that coming to include or exclude? Bifne bedin v'shelo bifne di bedin bifpi atzmo. When he himself swears, like we learned on yesterday's daf, when he himself is doing the swearing, it doesn't matter whether he swears in front of bedin or whether he does it away from bedin. Umipi acherin. But when somebody else is making him swear, which means somebody else says, Mushbe'ani, I'm making you swear that you don't know testimony for me. And he says, yes. He accepts the testimony, or accepts the Shavua. That only works outside of, I'm sorry, that works only in Bedim. How does he know that? So that she says, if he's swearing himself, I swear I don't know edut, then it doesn't matter where. I'm making you swear that you should come and testify. We don't know testimony. They didn't actually make the shivua themselves. Then it only applies when they denied it in the bedin dichtiv. Im lo yagid. It says im lo yagid. Bimkom she ilu ayam magid ayam mu'il. In a place where being magid matters, and where's that? Bedin. Uklab and mushmam epi acherim kitin. That pasuk referring to when somebody else is making the shivua for you. Avam epi atzmo yadip nimi megizra sheva. Okay, epi lochot for bedin. So therefore, that's the haluk between doing it himself or epi acherim. Achamim omrim ben epi atzmo ben epi acherim enem chayim ad shichberu ben bebedin. Achamim say always got to be in bedin to make this shivua ta'idut. Okay. Vehayavin al zedon shivua ve'al shigegata im zedon ha'edut. Okay. Rashi. Vehayavim korban olev yored al zedon shivua. That's a hadush, which means in the perasha of korban ha'edut, it doesn't say the word v'ne'alam. That was written by shivua between svatayim. By Bitus Fatayim, we said if you're a Shogeg, you bring a Korban Olev Yored. But since it doesn't say the word V'ne'alam by the case of Shvuat Ha'edut, the Hadush of the Torah is when you bring a Korban Olev Yored, Davka when you did it, B'mezid. Al Zedon Shavua Shere Lo Ne'mar Ba V'ne'alam Ba'al Shigiyata Im Zadon Ha'edut Shemezidim Hem V'yodim Lo Edut. Let's say a case They're mezidim. They know that they have testimony for this guy, and they're swearing on purpose that they don't. That's mezidim. Aval shogigim b'malak korban. But they don't know the law. They don't know that on such a mezid you bring a korban. Olem v'yored kishal sheigad bitul del she'aval. Deokina be'omer yodeh lishvah zu asura, but any yodeh shehayu alei a korban. So in that case over there, the Mishnah says, back to the Mishnah, v'hayavina al zadon ha'shivua, v'al shigigata im zadon ha'edut, even on that case, which means al shigigata, where they didn't know the punishment, that they have to make a korban, but zadon ha'edut they have, v'enam hayavim al shigigata, Rashi, im shogigim im legamre, they shogeg in totality, where they really didn't think that they at the time they made the shiva, they really didn't think they knew testimony. So if they're mezidim, even though they're shogeg on the korban aspect of it, we're going to consider it mezid. They're going to be hayave korban. However, if they're totally shogeg, but they don't even realize at the time that they really know testimony, then they're considered anus, therefore they're not going to bring a korban. Umayin hayavin al zedon shivua. What do they bring? What are they hayav? If they have zedon shivua, they are purpose, on purpose they made shivua korban. Ole veyored. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Straightforward. And you shouldn't even have a question here on Nashi. On the case over here, where they're totally shogigs, where they have no idea that they knew testimony and they didn't know anything and they swore. הראשונים מקשו על פירוש נשי, מדובר בכלל שלא זכרו העדים את העדות בשעה שנשבעו, אם כן לא נשבעו כלל לשקר, שהרי באמת לא ידעו את העדות, והרי המשנה מדברת על שגיגת העדות, ומה ששווה שהייתה כאן שבועת שקר, שבועת משוגג, it's must that it was a שבועה here, in the case where they're totally anus, where they had no idea, you don't even consider that a שבועה, so from Nashi it's on the Lashon of the Mishnah the way he explained it. So he says, "Arad mevayeret pirush Nashi sheshivua zu sheneshivu ha'edim umnam shivuat shekeri, kivad shebeemet yadu et ha'edut." He called it shivuat sheker. It was really they did know the testimony. Ela shelo samu dibam laski. They didn't try to remember enough. Ilu ayam mitashim. If they would have taken their time, they would have remembered. Shereke sheneskenu be'edut lo net chadasha lehem yediyah chadasha soedu otam mekodem. Which is when they found out that they knew testimony, it wasn't like something new happened. That information was in their brain. They just recalled it at the end of the day. Really, they knew the information. They just paid attention now to jog their memory to remember it. Okay, but they're patur because they like an anu. So it is a shivua. Check it. It's called a shivua, but bottom line, they didn't have any malintention, so you can't bring a korban in such a case. Okay, come to Gemara and begins. First question of the Gemara is mina hane mile. Okay, how do we know that ladies are not subject to be witnesses? Mina hane mile. Simple question. How do you know what ladies pasul de edut? Very basic question. Okay. What says, I don't even know why you need a pasuk for this. What says already, we know from another place that an eved is pasul le'edut, eved kena'ani. And we know that the Torah always compares the law of an eved to a lady. And therefore, the chaorah from the law of eved, she should be pasul. But those four leaves that out of the question. That's the top those four. Benane mile'ed et ha'rabana. Ve'amedu shene ha'anashim. It says the two men will stand in the court. Be'edim ha'katum medaber. Who are those two men? Those are witnesses. And what does it say? Anashim. Ata omer be'edim. You say those are witnesses. Or enu ela be'ba'ale dinim. Maybe those are the litigants. Yeah, who told you those are the witnesses? Maybe the shnei anashim are the litigants. Kishu omer asher lahem hariv. It says those that have the dispute, harib ba'ale dinim amur. The litigants already are mentioned. Hamari mekayim ba'amidu shnei anashim. Also, what is shnei anashim? Be'edim ha'katum medaber. Im nafshecha lomar. But if you can still have a question, I'll tell you another source. Ne'emar kan shnei. It says by us in the pasuk shnei anashim. V'ne'emar le'alan, and it says later on in another pasuk, which is clearly talking about witnesses, shene. It says in the pasuk, lo yakum ed echad be'ish, so on and so forth, api shne aidim, or api shlosha aidim yakum davar. So we have a gezera shava, shene shene. Which means, first of all, I'm telling you, it's talking about witnesses. And if you're going to ask me a question, which is what tells what the question is, but if you have some type of claim against me, I'm going to tell you at the end of the day, we have a gezera shava shne shne. So now Gibra says, my im nafshecha lomar. What was that nafshecha lomar? What were you going to ask me? V'chi tema bedelo ketiv. And the fact that it doesn't say in the pasuk, doesn't say and the disputants, it just says asher lahem hariv, which is when you read the pasuk it says va'amedu sheneh anashim asher lahem hariv. It sounds like those are the disputants, and the two guys will stand up, those that have the dispute. If it would have said va'amedu sheneh anashim ve'asher lahem, and the guys that have the dispute, then I say these are witnesses and these are disputants. But from the fact that it doesn't say the vav, I could argue and say the whole pasuk is talking about the disputants. Ve'amedu sheneh anashim. Which sheneh anashim? Asher lahem hariv. That's the question. So Gemara says, kuneh krabi ba'aneh dinim mishteh. Maybe I said the whole pasuk is talking about the disputants. Ne'emar kan sheneh, ve'ne'emar lahalan sheneh. That's why I want you to get to the shav sheneh sheneh. Ma'a lahalan be'adim, afka be'adim. Tanya idach, we have another braita. Another way of coming to the same conclusion. Ve'amedu sheneh anashim. Same pasuk. And the two guys will stand. Be'edim ha'katum medaber. It's talking about witnesses. Ata omer be'edim. You saying it's witnesses. Eno ela me'ba'al edinim. Back to the same question. Maybe it's the disputants. Amart v'chi shnaim ba'im ladin. Shelosha em ba'im ladin. What do you mean? Only two people can be disputants. Maybe you have three people that come to Beit Din. But some of the disputants, why are you limiting it to two? When it comes to witnesses, we know witnesses is two. But disputants could be many people are coming. We have 100 people that have claims into the court. If it's somebody disputes, why is it limited to two? Back to the same style. The im nafshecha lomar. But if you can ask me a question nonetheless, ne'emar kan shene v'ne'emar lalan shene. I'll give you the gezera shava shne shne. Mai im nafshecha lomar? What was that nafshecha lomar? What were you going to ask me? V'chi tema betobaya v'netzba'a kamishtah ekera. Maybe I'll tell you, yeah, there's two disputants. There's the tobaya, the guy that has the claim, that's the tobaya, and the netzba'a, the guy that's being claimed. Which means, you have a tobaya and a netzba'a. Yeah, those are two, normally disputants is what? Two guys. And therefore, yes, you ask me, only two guys come to court. Maybe you have 100 guys. But maybe I'll tell you, you're right, 100 guys. But bottom line, you call them in two categories. There's a Toveya, and I don't care if there's 50 Toveim and 50 Nitba'im. You call it Shnei Anashim, meaning we're not counting people, we're counting groups. There's the Toveya, there's Nitba, so you're part of one group. It's class action, it's one action. It's a Toveya, and these are Nitba. So maybe I'll tell you, it's talking about the disputants. Back to the Gezera Shava. Ne'emar kan sheneh, ve'ne'emar lalan sheneh, ma'a lalan be'edim, af kan be'edim. So that's why I brought you the Gezera Shava as a backup, just in case you've asked that question. Tanya Ida, we have another plight out with the same thing. Ve'amidu sheneh anashim, and the two men are going to come into the Betim. Be'edim, akatu medaber, this is talking about edim. Ata omed be'edim, you tell me it's edim. O en, o ela, beba'al edinim. Maybe it is the disputants. Amar, v'chi anashim. Ba'im ladin, nashim en ba'ot ladin. What are you talking? Only men are disputants and ladies not. Which means, of course, a lady can have a claim. So therefore, it must be talking about witnesses over here. Because if it was talking about disputants, it would not say anashim. It would say whatever the claimants. So therefore, from the fact that there cannot be disputants, must be said. Back to the same style. But if you can ask me a question, ne'emar kan sheneh, ve'ne'emar lalan sheneh, ma lalan be'edim af kan be'edim. Ma im nafshecha lomar? What is this question that you might have had? V'chi tema, because you might have said, isha lav orcha. Maybe it's not talking about the woman. Why? Because maybe it's not the derech for a lady to come to Beit Din at all. Mishum Kol kibuda bat melech penima. Because why? I'll tell you really, it's talking about the disputants. And why does it say anashim? Because men come to the beti. Ladies don't come to beti, no, because kol kibuda bat melech penima. It's not sanua. It's all the respect of a woman is to remain inside. And therefore, could be, yeah, maybe you might argue and say, ladies don't come to beti when they have a dispute. Because it's not the sanua way. Witnesses, no. Not at all. Not for themselves, not for other women. Look at the Tosafot for a second. Second Tosafot. Oh, look at the second Tosafot. It's not all of them. Shilosha em ba'im ladin. Right, the Gemara said, if it was talking about disputants, what, only two people come to the deen, three people know? Aval I be'edim aidi. But if it's talking about witnesses, the pasuk, atesh shapid de urhad de batad, the kivan de sagi betre, de lo atutfe, aval abayim ladim kum adim regidim labo. Which is, if it's talking about witnesses, I understand why I would say two. Because the minimum amount of witnesses is two. But if it's talking about disputants, it is the way of many disputants to come to the deen at the same time. So the Torah was not limited to two. That's just what it explains. Kol kivudah b'melech penima v'im tomar. Now that it's talking about witnesses, now that we said the pasuk is about witnesses, how do you know that it's refer, that it's coming to exclude ladies from being witnesses? Maybe the reason why I said anashim is because it's not the derech for ladies to come to testify, but maybe they can come and testify. Once you tell me there's a sinniut factor in the world, so tell me, maybe I'll put Amidu Anashim. It's talking about witnesses. But I could argue, the reason why I said men is not because ladies are pisulim, it's because normally men come to testify. It's not modest for a lady to come to testify. But maybe if they come and testify, it's good. That's also what's question of Yeshlomar. The Gabe Aidim al Kurhak Serichim Labo, the Ein Aid, with the Aid Kasher. Abaladin Yechudim Nimsor Tanotea, Beyad Ached. Which means, by a lady, we wouldn't use the sinniut factor to poter them, because there's a big difference. By witnesses, you have to show up yourself, because the Beit Din has to hear the testimony from the witness's mouth. There's a law in Ed Mipi'ed. By disputants, they don't have to come to the Beit Din. You can send somebody else. So therefore, I would say, by disputants, ladies who can come, but they'll stay home, because Kolkim would have a melech menima. But really, ladies, they don't have the answer of Kolkim Adam Amelech. If ladies could testify, they would have to show up. And even the fact that it says Anashim, it must be saying men, yes, and ladies, no. You can't use the Sinyut out when it comes to testimony, because testimony needs to be done in person. And therefore, the Torah would not have written Anashim if they didn't mean only men and not women. Comes the Gemara and says, תארו לבנות, ועמדו שני האנשים, עוד הסתן, מצווה ובעלי דינים, שיעמדו. Okay, now we learn another law. It's a mitzvah for the disputants to stand. ועמדו. Okay? Disputants. So that she's bothered with that. So that she says, דהקרא נמי בבעלי דינים עיידי. Which means the simple reading of the pasuk, "V'amedu shene anashim asher lahem hariv." The normal reading of the pasuk is about the disputants. So from here we learn that when they're in Beit Din, they have to stand. That's the law. Amar Yehuda, shamati shimnasu leoshiv et shenehem oshivim. I heard, but that if the Beit Din wants to give them a chance to sit, it's not mandatory they have to stand. Beit Din can be mochayel; everybody can sit, no problem. So the Gemara says, but Ezu asur, but what would be asur to do in a Beit Din? Shelo yehad omed vehad yoshev. You cannot favor one person. The one guy standing, one guy sitting. Echad medaber kol tzorko vehad omed lo katzir devarecha. One guy, you let him speak his whole claim. The other guy is saying, "What? Wait, cut it short." That's not fair. And the Mefashim explained why. What's the matter with giving one guy to stand and one guy to sit? That she says, "Shelo yeh chaveros shemechabedim oto yoten memenu biyistatemu devarav." Amazing. The other guy will get intimidated when they see that they're giving his friend kavod. the other disputant kavod, and he's not getting the kavod, he gets intimidated, and he's not going to be able to say his claims properly. So therefore, in order that you don't intimidate the guy by giving the other guy kavod, therefore you make them both standing or both sitting. Tanu Rabbanan, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha. Torah says, when you're judging your friend, you have to do Betzedek, you have to do it honestly or justly. Same concept. No, one guy standing, one guy sitting. One guy saying all his claims, and one guy, you tell him, hurry up, in a rush, shorten your words. Another explanation. We learn a lesson from here. You have to give your friend the benefit of the doubt. Not in the courtroom. Stop. Your friend, you see him doing something fishy, something that looks like a betzedek to sport. Judge your friend in a favorable way. Now she says, we're not talking about litigants in a courtroom. You see a friend, he's doing something that's questionable. You can tilt the scale that he's doing a sin, or you can tilt it the other way to say he's doing something okay. Don't suspect him that he's doing an avera. So comes Gevaran and says, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha. Oh, it says Amitecha. Not that everybody has benefit of that. Only the guy that's Amitecha. What is Amitecha? Im she'etecha betorah u'mitzvot. The guy that's following Torah and mitzvot. Oh, that one ishtadel laduno yafeh. That one you have to judge for. The guy is a shomer Torah mitzvot. You know the guy is a religious guy. You know the guy is observant. That guy should say, but that man is not making an avera, because we know what he is. Amitecha. He's im. He's with you in the Torah and the mitzvot. That's the one that you have an obligation to judge favorably. Comes the Gemara and continues. New law. Tani. Okay, watch. So you want to judge him guilty?
No, not. Why should you say yes? Why should you say yes?
You don't want to give the benefit of the doubt?
Before the case.
You don't want to give the benefit of the doubt? Why wouldn't you want to give the benefit of the doubt? If you know the guy's a normal good guy.
Before the case?
We're not talking about a case.
It has nothing to do with the case.
She said clearly it's not talking about Baalei Dinim, it's talking about a regular guy in the street that did something. You have a chance to judge him to the wrong side. In your brain you're judging him. You're not bringing judging him in a court. So give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Why should you not give him the benefit of the doubt? But now the Gemara said something else in truth. I'm not a Daniel of Yosef. I'm reading it again. The one that's Tamid Hakam and a Tzaddik, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt, which means judge his case first. If you have two cases that come in front of you in the Beit Din, one of the guys in the Beit Din is a Tamid Hakam, one of the litigants, and the next case is the case of Amei Haaretz, whatever it is. So it's coming to say, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha. Give the justice to the guy who's a tzaddik first, meaning you put him in front of the line, he goes first. Gemara tells a story. Rav Ula Bere Diraf Ilai Havale Dina Kameh de Rav Nachman. Rav Ula had a case. He brought the case for Rav Nachman. Shalach le Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef sends the message to Rav Nachman. Ula Haberenu, this Ula, our friend, Amit Batorah Umitzvot. He's our friend in Torah Mitzvot, which means he's Tamil Hakam. Amar Lemai Shalach li. So Rav Nachman didn't understand. What is he sending with me? Lachanufele? What does he want to do with me? He wants me to tilt the judgment in his favor as if he's sending me a message. Take care of him. He's one of ours. He's one of the Tamid Hakamim. He says, what is he doing with me? He's got a message that he wants me to be a Hanupa. He's trying to bribe me. Give us Hadar Amar. Then he understood what Rabbi Yosef meant. Lemishra b'tigre. In order to judge his case first and be forsaken. There was many cases on the docket. So he's just saying, listen, he's one of us. Therefore, put him first, put him in front of the line. Look at that sheet in the bottom line. Lemishra b'tigre. To undo his dispute. Meaning you say, if another case comes in front of me, give him the courtesy to judge him first. As she says, look at the spot on the bottom. Look at the she. Look at the spot. כשבאו שני דינים מבת אחת, when two cases come at the same time, din bad din ehad tehana seik lachdimo. Exactly. This one says, if already a case came and okay, move on to the story, had it to minacha. This one, they came at the same time. That's the case. So when they come simultaneously, who gets the courtesy? You give the courtesy to the minacha. Okay. Chamzi Gemara says, "Namud bet inami." Or we have another pshat. Why he sent them? That listen, is the tamin hakam leshuda de dayane for the assessment of the judges. Mazes shuda de dayane tap rashi. She says, "Yesh din she'eno talui b'riyat edim ve'lo b'shvua." Sometimes in a court, it's not always based on what the witnesses are saying. It's not based on really testimony or this guy made a shivua. Ela bema sheleba dayanim noteh. Sometimes it's just where the judges feel the case is leaning towards. Lizchut v'lehayev. Kegon halakhte ketubot. She gives two examples. Ha'u da'amar lehu nechasai letuvia. Guy said, all my nechasim should go to tuvia. Ve'atu shne tuvia. Two tuvias showed up and said, I'm the guy he was talking about. Then the judges really have to feel it out which one is the real guy. Who's this guy to him? Why would he want to give him the matana more than the other? That's shuda de dayane. They're not basing it on facts necessarily, but it's on where they feel. Or, inamel l'shne shtarot shel mecher. You have two shtarot that show up in Bet Din on an item that was sold. Shenichtevu b'yom echad. It's written on the same day. Ve'en yadu alemi masar mocher shtaro. You don't know to which guy the mocher, same names, you don't know to which guy the mocher gave the shtar. Tehila. So you don't know who gave it to him first. Which means, yeah, that's a different case. There you have two shtarot. They're both claiming ownership of it. So you don't know who he gave the shtar first, whose shtar is first, and therefore the judges have to, not guess, but they have to figure it out. So over here, you're saying like this, Amina Chuda de Dene Afkan, Ke Kach Shalach Lo. If the case is going to turn into where you have to make your own assessments, this is get tilted to his side. Right, which means he's not coming to court to lie. This guy, he's all that's one of ours. Therefore, if he's coming to court and he has a claim and you don't have really evidence to go either way, give him the benefit of the doubt, because Mr. Mai is not going to be lying. That's what he's saying. Amar Ula. Now we go back to the law of standing in the Bet Din. You give him the benefit. Yeah, that's the value of being a Tamid Hakam.
If it's evidence,
now it's in the heart of the judge. It's in the heart of the judge. It can be him. It can be Tuvia or this Tuvia. This Tuvia is a tzaddik. He's a agan. He's a Mr. Ma. He's not coming in Bet Din. I mean, agan tzaddik to claim that something that's not his is really his. Hey, that's where you get the advantage. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean,
the Torah continues on the law of sin. Amar Uda. Achloket be'ba'ale dini. The machloket that we said above, that if the ba'ale dinim, if they have to stand or not, that's by the ba'ale dinim. Once he doesn't have to stand, once if the judges let them sit, they could sit. That's only by the litigants. About the ID, when it comes to the witnesses themselves, the Brea called Ba'amida. Everybody agrees they have to stand. Ba'amidu Shnei Anashim. Like we learned above, Shnei Anashim is the witnesses, and it clearly says Ba'amidu Shnei Anashim. Amar Rabuna, Mahloket Bishat Masa Umatan. The Mahloket of whether they have to stand or sit is Dafka, the dispute in Bishat Masa Umatan. When they're giving, you know, their claims, the back and forth, when they're discussing the case.
Disputants or witnesses?
Disputants. Witnesses have to stand. Now we're back to the disputants. That which we said, we had a machloket. When they stand or sit, that's at the time of the Masa Umatan, the give and take. But when they're rendering the final psak, Tevreha kol dayanim bishiva. The judges sit ubaale dinim ba'amida. Dichtiv v'yeshiv Moshe l'shpot ha'am v'ya'amod ha'am. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was rendering the judgment, he sat and the ha'am stand. So from there we're there. Gemar din, the disputant stand in front of the Dayanim. By the way, they say a nice pshat over here. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayishpot. Vayishim Moshe Lishpot et ha'am. By Moshe, there's no masa umatan, there's no give and take. Moshe Rabbeinu, once he hears the case, boom, he gives the psak halacha immediately. He knows the whole Torah. The masa umatan is, oh, maybe you can say this way, maybe you can say that way. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the second he hears the case, boom, he's ready to give the psak. So that's considered gemardin. Nishnacharin, another version of this machloket, whether the baal edim have to stand or not, b'sha'at masa umatan. At the time of the give and take, Abad, Bishad Gemardi, but at the time of the rendering of the judgment, Tevre Akol, Dayanim, Bishiva, Uba'ale Dinim, Ba'amida. And the litigants stand why? Deha Idim Kigmar Din Damu. Uchtiv Behu, Ve'amidu Shineha Anashim. When the Idim give their testimony, we all agreed what? That they have to stand. And Idim are considered like Gemar Din. Because why? Based on what they're saying, the Edim, their words finalize the judgment. So just like when the Edim are speaking and their words bring to the finality of the judgment, they have to stand, so too at the time of Gemar Din, the Baal Edinim also have to stand and receive their judgment.
It's in the logic though, the Dayanim should.
Why?
Saying God's been clear.
Can they, that's the kavod of the Dayanim, yeah? אמנם המסע ומתן בבעל הדינים the give and take אינו דומה להגנת עדות because that's like considered גמרדין because they're still going back. Okay, what's the הלכה למעשה on this? פסחו הראשונים במחלוק הזו כרבי יהודה. Now what? They want to sit, they could sit. The litigants only time of גמרדין they have to stand. תרק המהל, they have to stand for sure. But according to the Buddha, if they want to sit, they can sit. So he holds that Bishat Masamata, if they want to sit, as long as one doesn't stand and one doesn't sit, that's be asur. They can. But at the time of the Gemardin, then of course they have to, and that's a machloket. At the time that they're saying their claims, that's another subject itself, which means there's Masal Matan, that's the give and take back and forth, and there's the actual time that they're saying their claims. But the Amad, if the witness is sat, their testimony is counting as well. That's what the halacha says. Okay, now we get to a story. The bitu de Rabuna, that's the wife of Rabuna, hava ladina. She had a case. Kamed Rav Nachman. Amad, echi na'avid. So Rav Nachman says, what are we going to do? I ekum mekama. If I'm going to stand in front of her, means you have to stand when a rabbi's wife comes in the room. You have to stand. It's a stand for. Eshet Tamid Chacham is like a Tamid Chacham. So Rav Nachman is the judge. She's going to walk into the room. I'm going to have to give her kavod. I'm going to have to stand up for her. Mr. Teman Tanate de Baldina. Which means when she sees, when the other guy, the dispute, sees the kavod that I'm giving her, he's not going to have claims. He's going to see that I'm giving Eshet Tamid Chacham. She has a case.
She has the case.
She's one of the disputants. She's allowed to come to give me witness. So whenever she comes to the Beit Din, the rabbi says, what am I doing? Stand for her? It says, Lo ekum mikama. Oh, but if I don't stand for her, I'm going to mevatel the mitzvah. Eshet haver, arei ki haver. That the wife of a haver is like a haver. Which haver is tamid hakam. I'm going against the halakha. Just like it's a mitzvah to stand in front of the hakam, it's a mitzvah to stand in front of his wife. So comes the one and says, Amar le shamay. So Rav Nachman told the servant, Se ve'afrach alai bar avaza ushti en lavai. Which means, go bring a bird, I guess, right? A goose into the Beit Din and let it loose at my direction. Be'ekum, and I'll, as if it's coming after me, I'll jump up as if I'm jumping up from the goose, and the guy will think that I'm standing up from the goose, and really it's Rav Nachman's wife. And if I don't go against the halakha, that's why he's off. That she says, "Dibitu de Ravuna meshemet Ravuna." Afrach. Now, why does she say meshemet Ravuna? Because I guess she would have sent her husband to the Beit Din. Why did she go to Beit Din herself? I thought we said, Kulubam Melch Benima.
Right.
My husband died. So Rav Huna wasn't around to go to the Beit Din. That's what she says. Mishemet Rav Huna. So otherwise she wouldn't have went to the Beit Din. She would have said the husband. She has no choice now. She has a claim. She has to show up. Efrach alay barav zav ve'aymod ve'lo yavin zesh b'shvila amad. He won't realize I stood for her. And up there, avaz, put up. I'm standing close to the goose that's coming after me. Okay? Ve'amar mor. But what do you mean? We just said above, mahloket b'sha'at masa umadan. The mahloket is at the time of the give and take. Aval b'sha'at gemardin. But at the time of the gemardin, divrei hakol dayanim b'yeshiva u'ba'alei dinim b'amida. And therefore, how was, I guess this was gemardin over here we're talking about? How was Rav Nachman giving kavod to Rav Huna b'sha'at gemardin? Doesn't say it was gemardin over here. Yeah.
He's the judge.
Because he has to stand the whole time, you're telling me?
He's the judge, I
thought. He is the judge. He has to stand for the rabbi's wife.
Right.
Oh, so the you just, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Oh.
So he's telling me now that what do you mean by Gemardin, the halakas of the judge is sit? And he says over here, Gemara shul ketzad yin hagir Rav Nachman b'sha'at gemardin. Which means, could be when they're mulling it over, then they leave the room. Okay? Now at the time of Gemardin, she comes in again for the final ruling. So now,
she has to sit
at the time of Gemardin. So what is he going to do at that point? How's he going to get out? That Masah Matan is not a problem because you can stay it technically according to Masah Matan. But what is he going to do at Gemardin? So this is the Yatif Keman Deshari Misanet, which means that he'll sit like a guy that's taking off his shoes. Ve'amar ish ploni ata zakai ish ploni ata chayav, like you're sitting on the ledge, I guess. Like you're bowing, you know, it's like you're leaning over to, you know, taking off your shoe. So that means it's like he's standing. And she says, just for the camera, kolam lo omed legamri ve'lo yoshev ela shuha. He's like this. So not standing for that. So that'll be considered enough kavod for the Nachman's wife. He's not on the chair, but he's not technically standing because he's like leaning over to take off his shuki.
Why did they leave any rabbi?
This was a maaser. This is a story that happened.
What I'm saying. Any you're right. You're gonna have same part.
Rabbi. You're right. This is maaser shaya.
Maybe in another case they would know. Maybe they would know that the Baal Din would know that he slept for the rabbi. He wouldn't get kids.
But here they don't know the law of Eshet Haver Kehaver. He says over here like this. He says over here, very good. He says over here like this. Ma shechashas Rav Nachman l'stimat ta'anotav, exactly like you just said. Ze dafka kamer v'knesh shel Eshet Haver. She'en ha'davar yadua l'kos zirkin l'amod b'paneh. Very good answer. Not everybody knows the law of Eshet Haver. They're going to think, oh, Stam is giving him a courtesy. When a big rabbi walks in, everybody knows he's the rabbi. We all have to stand up. So they're not going to get intimidated by that item. Amar Rabba Rav Huna says, "Hai tzurba merabbanan ve'ama aris di'it lehudina ba'de adade." You have a tzurba merabbanan, a tamin hakam, and ama aris di'it lehudina ba'de adade. They have a court case. Mudvina lele tzurba merabbanan. They put the tamid hakam ulama aris name amrina le tiv. They tell them both to sit. Ve'ikae, but if you still want to stand, let them ba. Which means you put the tamid hakam, you sit him down. You tell the amaris also, please have a seat. At a kavod tamid hakam, we opt for them to sit during the proceedings. But again, you can't make the amaris stand. So the amaris says you tell them also to sit. Now, if he wants to stand, they were going, oh, I'll stand, please. If he wants to stand, stand. No problem. He can be Mohel his right. Not an issue. Okay? Now, Al-Av, I'm reading on my Pirush. Al-Av, Shebaalei Adin Hayavim La'amod, Nidcheich Payu Zerub Nechayu Lechmon Tamidei Hachamin. Even at the time of Gemardin, the Kavod of Tamid Hacham trumps that law of standing. Therefore, you tell him at the time of Gemardin, please have a seat. Now the Gemara, the Rishonim asked the question. The rabbi's problem was that Eshet Rav Nachman was standing, so the judge had to stand in a kavod. Why did they give this option to tell them sit, and therefore sit? He can sit.
Everything
sit. Echad terusim ishe maaseh zayam leachar מותו של רב הונא, והחיוב לכבד אשת תמיד חכם לאחר מות בעלה איננו חמור כל כך כדי לדחות את החיים של בעלי דין לעמוד בשעת גמר דין. What's going to do with gemar din? No problem. Gemar din, tell them please have a seat. So since Rav Huna died, the mitzvah to respect his wife is not as great to override the law of standing at gemar din. When it comes to Tamidi Hakamim, you have to respect them. That overrides it. Tell them to sit at gemar din. But eshet haver ke haver. That's why that she also said lachar moto. In order to, you want to have this question, that why didn't they give them the option to sit? I mean, I'm just saying because they felt that that's not going to be overrided. Comes the one and says, another story. Rav Bar Shenavya, Hava Le Dina, Kamed Rapapa. He had a case, the rabbi with Amaris, in front of Rapapa. Rapapa was the judge. Utve, so they sat him down. Votiv Name Le Bar Le Dina, they told Amaris also to sit. Atash v'chad de bedina, the shamosh came, batash be v'ukme, the amaris. He kicked the amaris. Velo amal de rab papa tiv, and the papa didn't tell him. No, sit. So originally they sat him. The shamosh came and said, "What are you doing? Kicked him. Stand up." And Rabbi didn't tell him anything. So the Gemara says, "Hechi avidache," which how did the papa let him remain standing? You could have caused him not to be able to give his claims. Amar Papa, so the Papa says, Memar Amar, Ihu Ha Udban. Listen, I sat him, so I showed him the right kavod. Shiliha Udelo Mefayas Minai. But the Sharia Beddin, he doesn't, he's not happy with me, and he did it on his own. And therefore, it's not coming from me. The Shabbati is the stomach guy. The Shabbati wasn't happy with what I did. Okay, so he put him up. But that's not going to cause him to be intimidated because he sees I'm the judge. I gave him the courtesy. So therefore, I'm not going to say anything. So long as the litigant sees that the judge is being equal, he's not going to be fair. He's not going to have a problem. Yeah, somebody else came in and kicked him and stood him up. That's not my issue. He's already my intention. Okay, that's that one. Okay, the Vamara Baba Vavuna Haitsuram Rabana Vamaris, the Tamina Khamra Amaris, the Itlu Dina Badia Dadi, that have a judgment together, Lol Ligdum Tsurmam Rabbanan Viletiv, which means don't let him sit first. Mishub de Maze Kemande Sadar Lelidina. What do they want to do over here? No, the Tamina Kham shouldn't sit first, they should sit together. Means you're not allowed to tell the judge your story before the other guy's there. So if you walk into the bedin and the minachem is sitting already, the other guy's going to think, oh, they already went through the case already without me. So therefore, nobody sits until they sit together. So they don't have that claim. That's what we told them to make an appointment. We don't have a time. But if they have a time, well, the diktorah is at 2:30. So he gets there 2:30, gets there on time, he sits, because that's the time they made. Let lan ba, memar amar be'idne terid, which means, I'm sorry, I explained it differently. Ela delo kavya le'idne, which means, let's say his habuta is the judge. The tamir agam that's being judged, but his habuta. So yeah, that's not bribery. They learn together. So if he has a shi'ud with the judge, so he's sitting because he was learning with him. They're not going to say he was giving him his claims.
Trouble.
But he has his mind that he learns. Let lan ba. The other guy's going to say, they're learning. He didn't come to. Then everybody knows. They learn from every day, from 2 to 3. So when the guy walks in 3 o'clock for the judgment, he's sitting already. They're probably sitting at the halutah from 2 to 3. No problem. He understands. Okay, next one. The amar ba. He knows testimony. That knows testimony. but it's a zinzul for him to go and give the testimony in front of rabbis that are lower than him. You have, big chief rabbi, going to go now testify in front of three regular guys. Bushaf, he's going to give his claims to three regular people that are beneath him. Not the kavod for him. So the hadushes, you don't have to go. It's amazing. Some want to say lo lezim means asur for him to go, because it's considered bizayon to his Torah. He doesn't go. He's not obligated to go. Amar Rav Shisha bered Rav Idi afana namitanina. We learned it in Baba Metziah. Matzah sak o kupa. The rabbi's walking down the street. He finds a sack or a box or something. It's not kabot for him to carry this item in the public domain. Ve'endar kol liton, which means even if it was his item, he wouldn't carry this item in the public domain because he's adam hashuv. Hare ze lo yitol. He's not obligated to take the item. You're not mechuyav to mizalzel in your kavod b'shevat aveda. Similarly, you're not obligated to go to a beti to testify if it's going to be a zilzul in your kavod. Okay. Now there was a big shayla. Is it only a hacham or any adam hashuv? Someone say it's only a hacham because kavod torato. But there you have a prestigious man, but his prestigious doesn't come from Torah. This law might not apply. Gemara says, "Hani mili b'mamona." This is talking about where it's a monetary case. The dispute is hashavat aveda, or hashavat aveda is monetary, or giving a testimony in a monetary case. Aval b'isura, which means a lady is coming to get a heter to get married, and this rabbi knows testimony that the husband died. There you got to do it. Then we say in chokmah ve'in temunah ve'in etzah le'neged Hashem. Kol makom sheyesh bo chilul Hashem. Any time when there's going to be a desecration of Hashem's name, in cholkim kavod le'rav. And we don't give kavod to the tamid acham. And if tamid acham knows something's got to do with isur Torah, so then already we're able to. Now you're talking about him. Even a monetary case is Yisur. The guy's taking money as well. But a monetary case is less because they can be mochel each other. Since it's shayach to make mechila, so it's not a conclusive Yisur. Mashaken in Yisur of a case, it's a Yisur. Right, let's say, the reverse case. You have a lady, the betin is going to matira to get married, and the rabbi knows that her husband is still alive. And he's saying, well, it's not kavod to go to that Bedin. Well, don't kavod that. It's like you can make an issue. But you're not going to Bedin. You're going to make a shadish over here. En kavod, en etzav, en kavod, en neged Hashem. Baruch. Actually, let's go with one more story. Rav Yemar, avayada le saduta le morzutra. Rav Yemar, new testimony regarding morzutra. Ata le kameh da amemor. So Rav Yemar came in front of Amemor to Bedin. Udvinu nikul. So Amemor sat everybody down. Amar le Rav Asher Amemor, v'amar ula machloket b'bal edinim, aval b'eili b'edim devrei hakol ba'amida. The whole machloket is putting the litigants to sit, but the witnesses, everybody agrees, they have to stand. So why are you seating them? Right? Amar le hay ase v'hay ase. Aseh d'chivot Torah adviv. It's mitzvah taseh v'amidu shene anashim. But there's a mitzvah taseh also to respect tamid hachamim. So we have two aseh colliding. Which aseh is more important? The aseh of chivot tamid hachamim is more important. And therefore he told him to sit even though he is a witness. Right? Chivot tamid hachamim is chivot Torah. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen. How do we know this mitzvah that mechabed tamid hachamim? Anashim brings up the pasuk et Hashem Elohei Atira. Et le rabot, 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 et le rab